from Hebrews 11 and 12, is grace enough? Salvation comes from God's grace through the cross, and our faith is in things hoped for and not yet seen. We have salvation because of Jesus Christ. To believe means to act, not just understand, and so to have faith is to act or to do. Faith without works is death. I can have all the faith in the cross, but if I sit on my hands and do nothing, God says, I will lose what I have. If we do not follow when God calls us into faith, we will be lost. Look at all of the examples in the Old Testament who in faith acted according to God's call, not because they were perfect, but they were faithful. Our text recalls for us Moses, who spoke with a stammering speech, Noah, who began to build a boat in a desert without a rain cloud in the sky, Abraham, a man as good as dead, goes where he is sent, and then has many children, Enoch, Joseph, and all the apostles, all acting on the faith in things hoped for and not yet seen, none of them perfect, but all of them were willing to listen to the call of God. I do not have to tell you this, but most of you already know when I tell you I'm not perfect. Neither are any of you perfect. That is what draws us to God. We are a people needing a God who loves us for who we are. Faith comes to us by the Spirit sent by Jesus. Believing is faithfully acting in response to the call of the Spirit. People take action, not just believing, but also going out in action because of a call from God. We are no different from the Old Testament believers. Faith calls us into action. We are never too old to live out our faith call. Each person can go about the work God calls us into at any age. We have been taught by the church, our parents, or the Spirit of God. What does Scripture say about faith and salvation? We believe our sins are forgiven because Jesus died on the cross, rose from the grave, and ascended to the Father. We believe there is nothing we can do on our own to get into heaven, but by the grace of God, we are saved. The Holy Spirit gives us the ability to believe and to have faith. Paul, in his first letter to Timothy, says, "The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." Faith is also a gift from God, given to us by the Holy Spirit in order that we do good works. Now, as Lutherans, we do not like to hear good works, but remember these are not good works for salvation, but because that is what we are created in Christ to do. We cannot sit on faith alone because we have faith, but we go out doing good for others because of our faith. Calling it good works or obedience to the gift of grace, we are just as called as Moses or Noah. Faith is a gift of the Spirit, and without action, it is worthless to God. Go as God has called you. You do not have to be perfect or even good at anything. God calls us, will be with us, helping us. Look at all those who have gone before us. They were simple men and women who came before us, not knowing us, but were faithful for us. We share their faithfulness now for a future we cannot see. God opens the gate of salvation for all His children, serving the Lord in all you do as faithful children of God. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, guide us in the race you have called us into. Help us remember the saints that have gone before us that laid the foundation of our faith. The Holy Spirit comes to us and calls us into your work, giving us the skills when we need them and giving us the courage to say yes when we are called. You, God, open the gate for all your children in Jesus the Christ. Amen.